Good
this
morning.
Is Vern Casper.
Oh,
party
I forgot
line.
About Vern.
Put on
sorry.
The air to give voice
Good morning.
In our community.
Talking we'll let Vern talk.
On WILO.
I can put Vern in
this
later.
That's all right.
Your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. We will get to our sponsors here in just a minute, but first we do have a national guest with us on the line today, so we need to get with her because we only have a short time. We are talking today with Beth Kaiser, who is the Senior Vice President of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And by the way, the Anthem Health Plan in Indiana is the largest in the state with nearly 5,000 Indiana-based associates serving more than 4 million members. Beth, how are you today?
Good morning. I am proud to be here in Indiana with you, and I'm proud that this is our headquarters state.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I know we don't get a lot of time with you, so I'm just going to get right to it today because we do have some questions we want to get to. And, of course, healthcare, such an important topic for so many people. I mean, what would we do without it, right? So one of the things we wanted to ask you today, healthcare costs obviously kind of keep climbing. So our questions start with, what are some of the biggest factors driving these increases here, especially in our home state of Indiana?
Yes, thanks, Melissa and Cindy. The major factors that are impacting those healthcare costs include an aging population, increased chronic conditions, escalating drug prices, also things like provider consolidation, fraud and abuse, as well as ongoing legislative changes. Those are all pushing health insurance premiums to unsustainable levels, as you know.
Well, and of course, we do have an aging population, and we're proud of that in one sense. That means, you know, that we're living longer. But that does impact our system a bit. And then I hear you also say fraud. Talk about fraud a little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, some of the benefits of being able to use AI and looking at data, we're able to see things now inside billing, such as phantom billing, where you're billed for a service that you did not receive. We're also able to detect things like double billing, where you're billed twice, as well as upcoding, where you're charged for a higher service level than what was provided.
I'm wondering, you know, we see hospitals and places, and you get the bill, and you can see where, like, an aspirin is, I don't know, $15 or whatever. Is that part of the problem, where we're getting higher bills from the hospitals and locations like that as well?
In some cases, not always. I mean, and some people have asked around, you know, how when healthcare providers come together, join together, does that mean that prices go up? And oftentimes it does. So because those individuals have fewer options, and that can drive to that and drive to things like what you just described. But with AI, with data, with relationships, strong relationships with our provider partners, we can address those challenges by prioritizing strategies that protect that affordability and enhance our value for our members, and doing things like the fraud and waste that we spoke about, as well as creating benefits and contracts that allow members to see many high-quality providers.
Beth Kaiser is Senior Vice President of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. She's our guest on Party Line today.
We're seeing more consolidation in healthcare and insurance marketplace. How does that impact the cost for Hoosiers as far as, you're seeing a lot of insurance companies actually consolidate together?
Yes. So hospitals consolidating together, as I mentioned, usually means that patients have fewer options and prices go up. And so it is important that we have affordability as part of our strategies on working with our providers, doing things like creating the opportunity for members to see many providers that are high quality, and also doing things to manage those costs, such as the fraud, waste, and abuse conversation we were having.
Are you seeing any of that fraud and waste coming through? And I'm not saying Blue Cross Blue Shield, because I think that's one of the best providers there is in the country. But are you seeing some of the problem coming from other insurance companies as well as what we're seeing? Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't speak to other insurance companies, and I'm proud. I've been here over 5 years at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I'm proud of our brand and proud of what we represent. So I can't speak to that, but I have seen fraud, waste, and abuse show up absolutely in some of the places where we have concerns with provider partners or where we see other people with billing practices that are unethical.
Well, Beth, talk a little bit about how you ended up at Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Yeah, so one of the things that I love about Blue Cross Blue Shield is our mission and our vision is to improve the health of humanity. And specifically for us here, it's my work is improving the health of Hoosiers. And so there's so much opportunity for us to keep our population healthier longer through helping individuals look at their whole health. And in the past, health plans had shown up just to manage quality, to administer claims, and keep costs down. But now we're taking a larger seat at the table, helping individuals navigate their health earlier in life and helping them to remain healthy. So I'm excited for our responsibility and as well as our vision and mission.
You know, what is Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield doing right now to bring down healthcare costs for Indiana residents? You mentioned AI in particular, and we joke here at the station, boy, you can use AI for anything. I never had thought about AI being pertinent in trying to get our healthcare costs down.
Yes, I mean, it does allow us to be able to detect concerns earlier in the system, as I mentioned, with like fraudulent billing. But specifically for us to keep costs down, I mean, the reason we're so focused on keeping costs down is because we believe that if healthcare costs are unaffordable, then it becomes inaccessible to many people to be able to reach out and have healthcare. And so some of the things that we're doing at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield include helping seniors manage complex care so that they can avoid unnecessary hospital stays. We're also offering disease management programs so that members can better control chronic conditions such as diabetes. We're negotiating lower prices for prescription drugs. We're especially exploring lowering pricing on specialty drugs. As I mentioned, we're using AI for fraudulent activity and improper claims. And then we're also very active with policies, both at the state and local federal levels, so that we can address affordability.
Yeah, it's so interesting how medicines vary where you get them. You know, my mom, I never thought about price shopping for medication because I just thought, oh, you go to your local pharmacy and get it. But what I learned when my dad was ill is that you do have to price shop even your medications. And I you know, one pharmacy, it might be several hundred dollars less than another one.
Yeah, it's never been more important. I'm glad you called that out, and I know from personal experience, just like you, how important it is. But it is a time when I think about all stakeholders coming together, that not just being the health plan, the providers, the legislators, but it's also important for individuals and families to understand their benefits, understand how they can get to high-quality, lower-cost options. So thank you for raising that.
Beth Kaiser, Senior Vice President of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, is our guest on Party Line.
You talked about preventative care, and I know telehealth is part of that program as well. Talk about some of the ways that Blue Cross is using those tools to help individuals, especially older individuals.
Yeah, so helping older individuals, you know, manage their complex care is critical in the sense of helping guide them in the system. So we have our Sydney app, which many people, we've had adoption of all ages, as well as we have team members who are reaching out, helping those seniors navigate those complex care issues.
I'm kind of wondering at this point, what state or federal legislation would you support that could kind of help make healthcare more affordable, especially in the long run for folks?
Yeah, I would say probably the most important thing to mention this morning is that we support the No Surprises Act, which protects patients from receiving surprise health care bills. But unfortunately, there's been some issues and fraudulent behavior that have unintentionally raised costs around this act. So one of the things that we're doing and that we're committed to fixing and we're implementing in 2026 is a policy with hospitals to curb that out-of-network specialist billing through in-network facilities. And so what that will do, it will assist us with getting specialists to join our network, it will lower patient costs, and it'll hold facilities accountable for repeated non-emergency out-of-network use, which will help drive down healthcare costs.
Yeah, that is one thing. Folks have to make sure that their providers are in-network and that the services they can get are within their network.
Absolutely. And I mean, this won't take place without thoughtful interactions and collaboration with our hospital partners and with regulators and employers. I mean, that's the real path to affordability.
I know you mentioned emergency care because of, you don't have a choice. If you've got an emergency going on and you go into the emergency room, you don't have a choice to who your provider is at that time because, again, it is an emergency. So what you're saying is getting that network larger on your part, as many members as possible, so maybe that's not an issue.
Yes, and we have a very wide network here in Indiana, our headquarters home state. But what I would say is individuals or members should not be worried about emergency care because emergency care is going to be covered. It's those non-emergent care that where we see repeat offenders, and that's what that would address through that new policy that I mentioned.
I know we are very short on time, but we'd had a question come in. What are some of the most common mistakes people make with health care insurance and most common misconceptions?
One, I would say the most common misconception is, especially for individuals who have health insurance through their employer, is understanding what it is to be self-insured versus fully insured. And so 90% of employers in Indiana are self-insured. That means they pay, if your aspirin is $5 or $500, the employer is paying that amount. And so the charge that Anthem Blue Cross is providing is for just administrative fee. But I would say what the individual can do the most, or what is the best strategy for the individuals, is to get involved, understand their care, understand what tools they have, what benefit designs they have. And then I think as a society, and in Indiana, I'm proud of a lot of the movement I'm seeing to make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Beth, I could talk to you for another 40 minutes. We still have so many questions, but I know that you're on limited time today. We thank you so much. Beth Kaiser, Senior Vice President of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas as well.
And to you as well. And if people are interested in learning more, there is a website, www.anthem.com/affordability in Indiana. We'd love for them to help voice their opinion.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Melissa and Cindy.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Beth Kaiser, bye-bye. Senior Vice President of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. She was our guest today, so we had to get her right on. We don't want to not mention our sponsors. They're the folks that help us bring you this show. So TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now. And 24/7 at We Love Big Deals. And of course, Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods. By the way, if you're ordering from Shoop's, today is the last day to get your order in for Christmas, if they're Christmas to go meals. Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass.
We did have in Boone County and Hamilton County, we had five schools, got to count. 1, 2, 3. No, actually, I was right the first time. Four schools that did go on 2-hour delays today: Lebanon, Sheridan, Western Boone, and Zionsville. I noticed coming in to work today that the farther south I went, the more snow cover there was on the roads and parking lots and everything else. So
I'm just thankful we did not get as much as
we dodged a bullet. Doesn't mean we'll dodge it this weekend, because
there is crazy weather all over the country. I mean, yeah. Out west they've got those floods and it's just crazy weather.
It
out
is
there.
Nuts. Yeah, it's not. We got that clipper. We got a Canadian. I call it a Canadian clipper. They can call it Alberta, whatever they want, but it's coming from Canada. We got super cold air coming in from Canada. That is going to drop us down in the negative numbers. And also wind chills going down as low as possibly Saturday night, 19 below with the wind chill. Next weekend, heat wave, we may see 40s. So, but yeah, Indiana. we're on the Indiana roller coaster. But
Indiana has such a sense of humor.
Besides the temperatures, everybody needs to be aware. We do have a potential. We have another snow event coming through. We'll know more as it gets closer, but right now they're saying we could have accumulations from 3 to 5 on Saturday. So,
all right. Today, by the way, is National Gingerbread House Day. I haven't made a gingerbread house for quite some time. It's also National Poinsettia Day. I do love poinsettias.
I've never made a gingerbread house.
Really?
We don't like them.
Couple of things, just real quickly here, too. Today is birthday. Dionne Warwick is 85 today, but this one caught my eye because I love Dick Van Dyke. Mm-hmm. He is celebrating his 100th birthday tomorrow. So how cool.
He was actually around and doing appearances.
Yes.
But he did because of the weather, up and down weather, and the flu season and everything. He was supposed to go to Europe and opted to stay home. Yeah. So thank goodness.
And if you have not yet gotten your Powerball, you might want to think about it.
Yeah.
If you're inclined, the only time I ever buy them is when they're super high. I'm not like a regular purchaser, but yeah. it is funny because my chances are even less when there's so many and it's so high, but that's when I buy it.
Quick shout out to my big brother who's celebrating 78 today.
Yeah.
So.
And our Brittany's 35 today. Yeah. So birthdays galore.
Happy birthday, Timmy.
Timmy.
I can get away with that. But yeah. I hope none of his friends call him that. Anyway.
Too late.
Yep. We got a caller on the line. What's up, Russ?
Hey, good morning, good morning. It's such a beautiful day, if you're on the inside, I guess. Susan and I will be working the TPA park tonight, so we'll be having some fun with that.
Well, it's a good thing you're working tonight instead of tomorrow night.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or Sunday.
Yeah. We're supposed to go to a Christmas party tomorrow night. I don't know if we're going to be going or not.
If we have any little ears listening, I won't get into any more detail. But anyway, I do want to mention that this weekend I will be working on a news story that we'll publish in Clinton County Daily News. We were fortunate enough to visit a data center in Georgia. And so I took lots of pictures and did an interview or two. So I'll just empower folks on what I saw, and you'll be able to see and hear, and we'll do the best we can to just, you know, bring that information to the fore. And I'm sure some people will, you know, I'm just taking pictures and I'm showing you what I saw. Okay, so we'll do a news story on that.
Okay, well, we will be looking forward to that, and then we're going to talk about that, I believe, next week on Party Line one day. Correct.
Right, that okay. Monday.
Okay, yep, there we go. So we're looking forward to that.
Yep, so I'll spend probably quite a bit of time on that this weekend. So anyway, I just wanted to tease that a little bit.
All right, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Any big plans for the weekend other than that?
No, I think just general keeping up with things around the house and trying to look forward to next week. But you know, I've got a lot of untime-bound things to do. I don't have to do it at any given time, but I have a large enough list. And you know what I'm talking about, Cindy. But anyway, that's the story. That's a vague answer, but it's just...
The only thing you really have to concentrate on are the ones that have Sue's name in front of them.
That honey-do list.
All right.
All right.
Got lots of ideas.
Oh, I bet. I bet that's true. All right. Thank you, Russell. We appreciate it.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Take care.
Data center story coming.
All right. Thank you so much. We do want to mention that the 2025 Children's 12 Days of Christmas has been happening here at WILO, and we want to go ahead and name our winners again today. From Avery Home Furniture and Appliance, Reese Rodkey. From Center Township Trustee's Office, Kingston Lucas. From Ellis Jewelers, Colt Barker. From Jimmy John's, Dakota Roberts. From Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Cadence, Van Briggle. From Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Brooklyn Montgomery. From ProBite Computers, Colton Bauer. Skiles Electric, Riken I don't know if it's Umel or Ummel, how you say the last name.
Ummel, I think.
Ummel, okay, thank you. Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Harvey Perez. From Wampler Services Incorporated, Maverick Shelton. From VFW Post 1110, Reese Blueball. And we obviously want to thank our friends at Walmart for partnering with this again this year. They helped us get the bikes, and so we couldn't have done this without Walmart as well and all of our wonderful sponsors. So we appreciate all of them. We've had lots of winners, and we'll be giving away bicycles next week. So you still have the weekend to get registered today and Monday as well before we start giving away the bicycles. So looking forward to that. All right, it's time to talk about the 12 strays of Christmas, and Pam Butts joins us now. Hey, Pam, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, TGIF, right? All the way around?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, at least we didn't get as much snow as they called for initially.
We may get it tomorrow, though.
I know, but we're going to enjoy today. Yeah. All right. We have enjoyed doing the 12 Strays of Christmas in hopes of getting as many animals out of the shelter and into homes this holiday season, and we've had quite a bit of luck so far. So, Pam, what animal are we going to talk about today?
Well, today I'm going to talk about Gravity. She is a black and white tuxedo cat, domestic short hair, and she's medium size, which is around 7 to 11 pounds. She came to the shelter as a mama with her baby. And of course, she's already left for a new home, and she was a great mom. She is ready for her own home. She would do great in a home with other cats, and she's 2 years old. Curious, friendly, quiet, gentle, and she is house trained. She's really cute too. She's got some different markings, but she's black and white.
Now, I did not hear her name. Try me again.
Gravity.
Gravity. Okay, mm-hmm. That is unique name.
I can pronounce that one.
A black and white tuxedo, mm-hmm. A domestic short hair, so a short hair kitty cat, correct?
Right, 2 years old.
And then she had babies, and they've already been adopted, and she's still there?
She's cute.
She came to the shelter with one baby.
Oh.
And she's already left for a home, so Gravity's waiting for her chance. But
well,
she is really cute.
She is. Melissa's actually putting a picture up on Hoosierland TV right now, and we'll get this up on the website and Facebook as well. But she's a beautiful cat.
She is, yeah.
We've got
some pretty cats and handsome dogs and pretty dogs. They just need to go check them out.
Well, is my understanding, the last day to get some of these sponsored animals that are available for adoption. Am I correct on that?
I've heard something about the person that is sponsoring is contemplating continuing it till Christmas.
I will
announce that. Are we still doing it Monday? You got
yes,
two more?
Yeah. We
okay.
got
Monday
more.
And Tuesday, yeah.
Okay, so I will confirm that on Monday.
Okay.
I will confirm or deny it, but I'm pretty sure that that was put in my ear, so I'm going to probably say it's true, but I will get confirmation for you on Monday.
Okay, well, this has been wonderful, and you know, our goal is, of course, to get animals in homes. And as I look at the numbers, right. It looks like we've made a little headway. That's good
right.
news.
Right. I think I don't know about the number of cats may have changed since last Monday. Four dogs have left, and eight cats. And like I said, that may have changed because I'm not really sure all the cats. I think one left yesterday, and I don't know if it was a sponsored one or not. But there's 20 some. Plus cats out there. And I also want to let you know that I mentioned it the other day that the shelter's running their own special through December 20th on their adoption fees. Dogs that are under a year, their fee is $200. Dogs over a year are $100. Cats under 1 year are $100. And then over 1 year is $60. So that's a pretty good saving.
And that is a really good deal. You're absolutely right. So, again, folks, if you are looking for an animal, now is a great time to adopt with the kids being home for the holidays here in the very near future. It gives them a little time to start getting to know the family and get acclimated. And it does take a little while for animals to get acclimated. So we do mm-hmm. ask that if you adopt from a shelter that you do have some patience. I know the weather's going to be cold, but that's just part of it. If you want to adopt, you got to know that that's part of it as well. So,
You get somebody to snuggle with, keep you warm.
That's true. Boy, last night I stayed all snuggly with three animals in bed with us. So.
Yeah, they are warm.
they are. Well, Pam, tell us a little quote for the day. I know you've got one.
Okay. Never try to out-stubborn a cat.
That is so true. I got to tell you, Pam, we have attached our Christmas tree this year. It's connected to the wall with fishing line that hopefully you can't see because of the kitty cat. And he's done really, this was our first Christmas with him. He's done very well. The Christmas tree has not come down yet. So fingers crossed that we get the season. That's right.
Well, if it comes down, you need to post a picture so we can all see it.
I will. Thank you for that. Pam, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again on Monday. All right. The 12 Strays of Christmas from WILO and the Humane Society and Paw Pals, brought to you by our friends at Day and Ginda Funeral Home. Norm over there is in hopes that we can get more animals in homes this holiday season. And of course, our friends at TC Trailers. And Rue, she is also a rescue dog, and she too is hoping to get some animals in homes. And so we thank the folks at Day and Ginda Funeral Home and TC Trailers for their support during the 12 Strays of Christmas. So lots going on. I was going to check and see what the...
I was just looking through here to see how many updated adoptions are pending.
If you find that, let me know.
It's been... Well, I've got to sit here and count them.
But. Okay. In the meantime, until she gets the number, don't forget that today is your opportunity for Carols at the Canal. This is at the Wabash and Erie Canal Park, 1030 North Washington Street in Delphi. And they're bringing in a vocalist, Audrey Johnson. And Audrey will talk about the stories behind the songs. And this is taking place in the historic chapel there, the Little White Chapel. It's adorable. That starts at 4:30 today. So you can check that out. Also this weekend, there are lots of Breakfasts with Santa. One is with our friends at Frankfort Main Street. That's tomorrow, 9 o'clock until 11 at Prairie Creek Park and Compass Credit Union Event Center, 260 East Washington Street. It is just $10, but it includes breakfast, picture with Santa, crafts, and more. If you would like more information, just go to frankfortmainstreet.org. Also, Madison Township Volunteer Fire Department is having a breakfast with Santa. That is from 7:30 in the morning until 10:30. Boy, that's early, 7:30. But you know what? Kids get up early this time of the year because they're excited about the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they just have, what, another week of school before they're out for the holidays?
Yeah.
So this one is with the Madison Township Volunteer Fire Department. That's tomorrow as well. Also happening tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Green Lawn is Wreaths Across America. And if you would like to come and help, they would love to have you there. Their goal was to try and lay 300 wreaths, and I don't know where we are at.
I don't know where we're at on
and 3
numbers.
O'clock is the time on that. Do I have the time right? 3 o'clock,
yes.
Right? Okay, thank you. So that's tomorrow. If you would like to go out and help, you can do that. I know we heard Ethan talking about that with FFA yesterday, and some kids
I'm
are going
to double check
there.
On the time
okay,
on that.
Okay, thank you.
While you're doing that.
Also, if you have not and would like to go, I think they might still have a few reservations for Breakfast with Santa at the Angry Donkey. This is on Sunday, however, so this is a Sunday breakfast at the Angry Donkey. It's their breakfast brunch. It's 9 o'clock until noon, and you do have to have a reservation for that. You can call 249-5344, but they'll have photos with Santa, letters to soldiers, a breakfast buffet, cookie decorating, and a family photo booth as well, and that is at the Angry Donkey. Also, very cold weekend for this, but I think it's really cool. A new light has dawned, live nativity. Now, this is coming up tomorrow as well. This is at Nice Farm. Shan spoke with Pastor... Was it Pastor Steve? Was that his name?
I think so.
From Advance Community Christian Church. This is in Thorntown, though, is the live nativity. 10406 West, 450 North, Thorntown. And that's happening on Saturday. I know it's going to be cold, but it's 4 o'clock until 8. So if you don't mind bundling up, put your car hearts on, head out there, check it out. The live nativity things, I think, are really cool.
Yeah.
And also, the Delphi Opera House Sunday is having the Lafayette Big Swing Band. It's a Sunday matinee. So you can check that out. And then next week you can get prepared for the family holiday movie Polar Express, where you get to wear your jammies to the Delphi Opera House. So those are a couple of things that are happening in the community. Any luck on the numbers there at the shelter?
I counted just in the one post that they had up. I didn't go through all of them. At least 8 adoptions that I didn't see the last time I was on there. So
And I'm wondering about Kenny G. If I get a chance, I'll text.
I don't know. He's not in
maybe he
those
got
pictures.
Adopted.
He's not in
cool.
that group. So.
All right. We will have Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets join us right here next. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.